Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today in this episode, I am picking up where we left off. That's like my catchphrase for this series. This is part four of my series on the documentary Framing Britney Spears. You can watch this documentary on Hulu, but if you don't have Hulu, you can listen to this episode, well, all of my previous episodes on the documentary, and it should give you pretty much all the information that you're going to get in the documentary. I took very extensive notes. So before I jump into the episode, though, I just want to mention, if you want to find me on social media, search Heather Iris. I'm also on YouTube. And if you give a donation on here or on my Venmo, please message me so I can give you a shout out in the next episode. At the very end, after listening to the episode, if you want to send me a memo on here, a voice message, I love to hear your guys' thoughts on, you know, this episode, what you thought of, you know, what was going on with Britney Spears at the time, and, you know, your thoughts. I'd love to hear them. And if you want, I might be able to share them in my next episode. Anyways, I hope you guys are having a good day. Let's go ahead and pick up where we left off. Okay, so in the last episode, we talked a little bit more about, you know, Britney's dad getting the conservatorship of Britney. And, you know, eventually he gets the conservatorship of person and of state. So person is just like the kind of, you know, the day-to-day type things, having control over that. And then of the estate is pretty much like the big, you know, scheme of things like financial stuff, retirement. They talk about it in the documentary as like kind of like, you know, the reason why they might do that is, you know, if they're worried that somebody's going to be duped into giving away, you know, their money. So it's pretty serious to have both. So they talk about how, you know, after Britney's dad gets this kind of moving, he also puts out a restraining order against Sam Lufty. And some of the claims that, you know, Britney's dad said that of the things that Sam Lufty supposedly did were pretty serious, you know, from, you know, alienating her from her family, drugging her, even just some pretty extreme stuff. So if that was true, I can definitely see why they would do that. And kind of taking control of her house and finances. So they talk about how, you know, Britney was fighting against her parents, and then how, you know, then her dad kind of steps into this role of, you know, being kind of in control of her whole life and her finances. And so Britney's dad has, and I believe is still the only one that's the conservatorship of person. So he's completely control of her kind of life, you know, overall. And then the estate is both him and Andrew Wallet have control of her money. And so the interesting thing that, you know, Britney's Graham brought up is how Britney's dad doesn't have, you know, they talk about how he might not have the best financial sensibility, like when it comes to starting businesses, you know. He's been bankrupt. He's start businesses that have had to shut down, and he never was wealthy. You know, they never had a lot of money growing up, so he didn't really seem to be the best person to be in charge of her finances. So that's just an interesting thing to mention. And, you know, Britney even met with a lawyer, and, you know, they talked to the lawyer in this documentary. And they talk about how Britney didn't want her dad in control, but she talked to the lawyer about this and everything, but the judge would not, because with most conservatorships, you cannot hire your own lawyer. The only person that can hire a lawyer for you is your conservatee, which is her father. And the judge would not allow her to hire him, which is very kind of sad because, you know, I don't know. It makes sense in some situations, but it's kind of sad in this situation that, you know, it sounded like the guy like knew what he was doing for sure and probably would have been able to help her in a lot of ways, but she wasn't even allowed to hire him. So instead, Samuel Ingham is the one that, you know, represented her. And then in October of 2008, the conservatorship is made permanent because it was temporary for a while, but then it is made permanent and it's been permanent since 2008. So it's been, you know, over 10 years. Let's see how many years, you know, what, 12, 13 years she's been under this. Which, you know, at first it sounded like the reason, you know, they kind of pitched the whole conservatorship as, well, you know, let's do this until Britney's at a better place in her life. And then when she kind of recovers, then we can, you know, discontinue it. And supposedly, you know, again, allegedly, she was told that, you know, pretty much get your life together, do this tour, the circus tour, and then you can, you know, we'll give everything back to you. And that never happened, which is very sad. And then in 2 months, and then they talk about how strange it is that so soon after this whole conservatorship and this 5150, she is just right back into making money and, you know, being on TV, recording a new album, like right after this has all gone on. Like, this is the part that really makes me, I always say the wrong word, leery, I guess. I always say weary. This makes me weary. This makes me leery of the whole conservatorship and how, you know, if it's all about protecting Britney, why is it that 2 months after being 5150'd and, you know, this whole conservatorship, why is it that 2 months later she's guest starring on TV? You know, I'm not saying that she shouldn't have been in the hospital. I'm sure that there, you know, there's a lot to be said for getting help when you need it. But the thing that I'm questioning is why would she be pushed to get right back into, you know, the public right away? Why would she be pushed to get right back into her career right away? Like, really, if she went through, you know, she went through, regardless, she's been through traumatizing stuff and she went through all this. And so it takes time to deal with those things and it takes time to really build yourself back up from a crisis. You know, I know how that is. And so for her to be pushed so, you know, I'm assuming she was pushed into, let's, you know, get you, you know, let's get your career going. And the sad thing is if she was told that, you know, you get your career up and going, then we will give you your power back and you'll get to see your kids again, you know, whenever you want. Like if that was held over her head, that might have made her more motivated to just jump into things before she really was healed enough or strong enough, which is so dangerous and so messed up. So that just is very strange to me, I guess. And then in the end of 2008, again, this is the same year that all this stuff went on. She records a new album, her circus album, and she's ready to tour. And she starts touring, I'm pretty sure worldwide, at least national. And it was a huge tour. So she's very busy, you know, pretty much doesn't miss a beat. It's almost like nothing had happened. Like there's not like a, you know, take a few years off and you know, recover and then we'll start working on your career again. It's almost like there was no break, which is just very strange. And then she goes on to be a judge on the X Factor. She does that for a while. She gets a residency in Las Vegas at the Mirage. She's doing shows, just show after show. And then it talks about how much Jamie is getting of revenue. He's getting 1.5% of her revenue. So again, that would make sense to push somebody to get back into making money if you're making money off them. And I'm not saying that's the case with him. I'm just saying that that doesn't look very good and doesn't, it wouldn't really make you think that they'd be, especially when she's making so much money. Like it would make sense on a smaller scale, like if this was somebody's relative that they were protecting their relative and they had to quit their job so they could care for their relative, and their relative only made, $40,000 a year. Like if you're making a small percent of that, then that makes sense because you have to, cover your living expenses because you had to quit your job to take care of your relative. But it just, I don't know. I don't know all this situation behind Jamie and how much money he's made off this whole situation, but I don't know. I just, that's a lot of money. And so then they talk about how Britney Spears becomes way more guarded, which makes sense because she's, under a microscope now, and how her handlers, she has handlers that she didn't really have before. And then they talk about how when so much money is to be made, you have to question the motives of each person, which I completely agree with. Like, this is a situation where somebody could easily get, taken advantage of. So it makes sense that you should, I'm sure it doesn't feel nice, for Britney's dad to, have people being questioning his motives, especially if he hasn't done anything wrong. But, you got to understand where everyone's coming from, because a lot of people, not just her dad, is making a lot of money off her. And so it's just not a good, it seems like it's not a good situation for her to be in. And, a lot of people are making a lot of money off her and around the premise of her being sick and also pushing her to be a business. So, and because Britney is so guarded, or she's being so protected and guarded in, her life, a lot of people were very fascinated with her Instagram because that was like the one way that, Britney could post about her life in a way that's not filtered and not, put out by her PR team. And so, a lot of people were started to wonder if, what her Instagram posts mean, or if there's hidden meaning behind them, because that's really, she can't speak out on her conservatorship, in public. That's part of the, her the judge's ruling and everything that goes on with her conservatorship. And so Britney's gram, I talk about that. I have an episode, a separate episode where I talk about what Britney's gram is, but it's a podcast where, Babs Gray and Tess Barker, two female comedians, talk about Britney's Instagram, and they kind of like, decode, they take a stab at think what they think Britney's Instagram is all about. But they really uncovered a whole bunch of information about her conservatorship and kind of started the whole Free Britney movement. So definitely check out their podcast, and definitely check out my video because it kind of explains, like, what my favorite episodes of theirs are, and the episodes that have the most information on the conservatorship. Because they have a bunch of episodes and they are awesome. I just love their podcast. But anyways, so October 2018, Andrew Wallett wanted a raise. And then October 2018, same month, the Domination residency at the MGM Grand was announced. And then during the announcement, Britney walks off the stage. She doesn't even speak. She makes no announcement. She just smiles, waves to the fans, and then doesn't perform or anything, just walks off the stage. And then in January 2019, 11 weeks later, she cancels the residency and talks about how her father has health issues, and that's the reason, for her canceling it, because she has to take care of her dad and, be there for him. And then she disappears off Instagram for 2 months. In January 7th, Andrew Wallett quits. And then she posts this meme that is infamous now, talking about wanting me time, quote unquote, and doing a emoticon, which is like the dot dot and then the, you know, the parentheses, which is like a smiley face. But if you know Britney, she's all about the memes. So everyone really thought that was strange, especially because, you know, there had been rumors that maybe Britney was in treatment, you know, and just the whole thing seemed strange to a lot of people. And then it's later leaked that she was voluntarily, quote unquote, you know, people, they say, her team says that she voluntarily checked in, or sorry, TMZ, I think, released that she checked into a mental health facility. And then on Britney's gram, they actually get a paralegal sends a message to them saying that he is a paralegal attorney, and an attorney at his firm worked on the Britney conservatorship, and she's been in a treatment center, you know, and she didn't supposedly want to check herself in. And then Larry Rudolph, I'm trying to read my notes on that one. Supposedly Larry Rudolph denied this. And then the dad calls it a conspiracy theory and a joke that, you know, oh, Britney checked in herself. Like it wasn't, you know, she checked in herself. Like this whole, it's just all a conspiracy theory. And then shortly after, Kevin Federline actually files a restraining order against Jamie, which is Britney's dad. I'm not going to get too deep into all of this information because there's so much information, but I talk about Britney and this whole situation in a few of my other episodes, so definitely check those out. And then September 9th, Britney's dad temporarily steps down of the conservatorship of person, but is still in control of the finances. The mom, Britney's mom, requests to be part of the conservatorship, and her brother Brian in July 2020 gives an interview with a podcast called Not Seen on TV and says this quote that is just like cringy, not the best quote. I mean, I don't know, maybe he's beating himself up for saying it like this, but he talks about how women in his family are strong-minded and they want to do what they want to do, and it kind of sucks. And then the host says, it's kind of constitutional of them, isn't it? Or something to that effect. From all this, Britney seems to have acknowledged the movement. People believe that. There's an interview, just a very brief interview with Paris Hilton in this end of the documentary. And she talks about how, like, you know, she's had, you know, traumatizing situations and, you know, when she wasn't in control, and how she's just here for Britney and completely supports, you know, everything that's going on, like helping Britney get out of this. Britney lawyers have said Britney's scared of her dad and refuses to work until he's no longer managing her and her career, which is true. She hasn't really worked, and you know, after the domination cancellation, she hasn't really worked since then. And then they talk about, in the documentary, they talk about how Britney's paying for her lawyers, but she's also paying for her dad's lawyers and everyone else pretty much involved. And then something strange that was said in the courtroom is how, you know, this conservatorship is a, you know, she's a high functioning conservatory, and how, you know, this is a some kind of a business model or something strange too. So he's saying quite a few strange things, and it's not looking good. Britney's actually tried to get the court record and everything, you know, open to the public so everyone has access to this, but the judge has shut, you know, a lot of that down. And then it's just interesting because, The kind of my last thought on this whole documentary and, what they kind of talk about is how, a lot of this has to do with control and identity and how, she's been told what to do and who to be. But she's always kind of fought against that control and against the identity she's had pushed on her. And so, honestly, I just hope that, things more move forward and that Brittany's, gets the help she needs in this whole situation and that what's best for her and her family can happen because, it doesn't look very good. I hope that she can, if it's best for her to hopefully, get more liberties, I think that that would probably be best. Or if she's not at that place yet, then I hope that she can get the help she needs so that she can, come out of this because she's a strong person and, she's gotten through so many things and she has so much to offer the world and hopefully, people can support her and be there for her and help her get through this. Anyways, I hope that that was a helpful look into this whole Framing Britney Spears documentary. I have a few episodes coming up soon on Britney Spears, and then I might talk about a few other celebrities. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a great week.